This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Final four segments of the Paracast. Our special guest, Jacques Vallée. Chris O'Brien had a comment.
Well, we were talking about a upright bipedal kind of wolfman or dogman sighting and passing off jurisdiction from the highway patrol to the reservation cops or vice versa. But I think it's very interesting.
You know, what I love about this kind of thing is that I keep learning lots of things from really good people. And that's the kind of investigation I like. You know, I don't go into the field with a lot of equipment. I never take a tape recorder. I do take a camera. I mean, I have a camera on my phone, so I don't have a choice. But I don't take any special equipment. What I like is to have the trust of the people, and they invite me in, and, we sit at the kitchen table. If I'm lucky, I get a cup of coffee, which is not necessarily true in the Mormon community, and we talk. And we talk about their life, and we talk about my life, and we talk about what we're trying to learn. And, you know, it's a mystery. And the Camilio is about making people stealthy, if not invisible. And I think that has to be something that we have to take into account. The other thing that people can do, that you could do over the San Luis Valley, is, you know, it used to be very difficult to get satellite pictures, not pictures, but images of an area, especially at high resolution. But that's not true anymore, because we,
Google Earth.
Things that we do in Silicon Valley. Well, yeah, Google Earth is sort of static, but you can get daily pictures of your field at a resolution where you'll be able to see your car. So, you know, which is 1 meter resolution. And if you can get 1 meter resolution, you can probably fudge it to get 50 centimeter resolution, which of course a few years ago would.
Yeah, classified. Where do I go? Where do I go to do that? Google Earth Pro?
No, not Google. There are a number of new companies that are buying the streams from the satellites, Planet Labs, which is now called Just Planet. It's a company in San Francisco. For some reason, all these guys are not in the Mojave Desert where the rockets are. They are all in downtown San Francisco. And they are beginning to make those streams of data available, you know, to farmers. And to. They also do indices of activity, of industrial activity around the world. I mean,
near real time or real time?
Daily.
Okay.
Yeah, daily. So you can specify an area. You can begin to experiment with that. It's not cheap yet, but it's going to get very cheap and very easy to.
Which country owns the satellites, the birds? Russian technology or?
Airbus has a satellite. Google has a satellite. But Google is more interested in internet. There are a number of new companies with birds, with satellites. There is a company which is a very, very brand new company. It's a startup in San Francisco also, called Space No, Space K-N-O-W. And what they do is they repackage all those different streams and they index it by longitude and latitude and they resell it to you. So you
wow.
Can,
this is really good news. Talk about supplemental data. Boy.
Yeah, if you look at www.spacenow.com, you'll see what they are doing. Their major clients right now are Bloomberg and, you know, people who track financial indices, you know, inventories of oil and that kind of thing.
Right, and commodities, crops, that sort of thing. That could be invaluable.
Absolutely. Yeah, but yeah. They will also, you can experiment with them and they give you a break, you know, in looking at a particular area on a daily basis under the same, so you want it under the same sun angle. so that the shadows, you know, are the same. There will be a number of those companies very quickly.
Well, they have quite a number of satellites up there if they're able to do pretty extensive coverage, obviously, and they're pretty far up.
The solution does something a little bit different, and so you want an aggregator who takes the data streams from all of those and then repackages it for you in a way that's convenient. Yeah, that makes some assumptions. I mean, you're not going to see, you know, a dog walking on its hind legs at that resolution, but you may see there is a big light at a particular time and it stays for, you know, an hour or so. You may have a chance to be able to go back and pick it up.
That's
so
great.
You make some assumptions about what it is that you're looking for, obviously. So
exactly.
That's a limitation.
Well, what we're doing with the San Luis Valley project is putting up a live stream of all three cameras, and we spent a modest amount of money developing, you know, detect motion, record motion, with obviously a lot of buffers and filters to trigger TRUFO events as opposed to false positives. But if we do get into a position where we have a triangulated array or at least two cameras, and we do get an event, it would be great to dial up supplemental images from way up in space, looking straight down, to see if we can coalesce data together. It's very, very exciting.
If you have trouble getting through that, in terms of transparency, I have financed that particular company. I mean, I'm one of several investors in the company, so and I follow them pretty well. So I may be able to help you get, you know, specific images if you want to.
Wow, thank you so much. You have no idea what that means. Whoa.
So that's the kind of technology
that's
moving very quickly and that we can take advantage of.
So what do you think
of
this?
The other thing is,
what do you think of the technology now? I mean, you must be really excited.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is something that we were thinking of in the 90s. I could tell you funny stories about what we did, and we eventually gave up because we realized the market wasn't ready. But we actually started a company in 1994 to do this with some help from NASA. And actually, we could do it. But it was kind of heroic, and people were not ready to buy the kind of images we could generate. Today, the market is enormous. So now is the time for those companies, and the technology has become so much better. But another suggestion, so there is three things to look at. One is Cameleo, and I encourage you to buy that little quote novel, because I think that stuff really happened, and it's staggering. The second thing, you know, here I am. I shouldn't be advertising other people's
books. Yeah, you're pushing other people's books and not your own.
This is supposed to be about my book, fellows. but that's part of the thing. I mean, I love to alert people to good stuff. The other thing is the satellite imagery that's now available to the public, essentially. And the third thing is, do you know about Hesdalen in Sweden? Well,
right.
They've done what you're talking about doing. They have three cameras. They are streaming on the internet, which is not that hard to do. But there are a number of articles especially from the Italians. There's an Italian university that has set up a lab up there in Hesdalen Valley in Sweden, and they're trying to catch spectra, because it's one thing to see a light, and it's
another thing to see spectra. Yeah, but you can't do that with digital. You have to have an analog. You have to have an analog of the light.
Yes, but if you get a spectrum, you can digitize the spectrum, right?
Sure. But the initial data has to be from an analog, like a telescope or a spotting scope or some sort of analog light gathering device. Separate it into the light spectra, and then of course digitize that, and then you can, you know, you're off to the races.
Well, you're pretty close to. I mean, they are monitoring that valley, but the valley is, you know, a few kilometers wide. So they just put a grating in front of the lens.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. Yeah.
Let's do our break, and we've got more to come with Jacques Vallée and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris and Jacques Vallée, we're continuing a fascinating discussion about discoveries of the strange and the unknown. Chris?
Has Dallin a real inspiration for my project in the San Luis Valley? We were talking about blaze gratings, dividing light into its spectra, the amount of scientific information that you can glean from dividing the light and analyzing the light spectra is way more than the oohs and ahs of some sort of, you know, optical event at night. What sort of gear are they using up there, do you know?
I don't remember. It would be, there are a number of scientific publications about Hesdalen, and people are still divided as to whether it's UFOs or a natural process or not.
I personally think it's natural myself.
That's what they publish. But if you take those guys aside, you know, over a couple of beers, they'll tell you that they've seen things that were not, they don't think are natural.
Really?
But most of the thing, you know, it's an area of mines. There is outgassing from some of the terrain, from some of the mines. They mine a very unusual element called scandium. And scandium is used in high tech again. And there are only a few mines around the world. So it's a pretty special area. And scandium can be luminous in contact with oxygen, that kind of thing. So yes, it could be natural. Most of it could be natural, but they also see things they can't explain.
Right. Some of the lights do tend to give the impression of some form of intelligence or directed movement, that sort of thing. In the San Luis Valley, for instance, we have billions of dollars of methane underground. So that combined with the largest rift valley outside of the Great Rift Valley in Africa, the rift valley that goes through that area up the Sangres, goes from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to Leadville, you know, which is halfway up in the middle of Colorado, combine some methane with a lot of quartz and, you know, piezoelectric possible static discharges, that sort of thing, gives you a sense that you really have to wade through a lot of potential natural explanations before you get to something high strange. That does not explain away what appear to be hard, you know, discoidal, you know, metal-looking nuts and bolts-type craft. You can't, you know, say that that's as the result of a earthquake fault or methane. Good daylight sightings obviously contain a lot more information if you're monitoring an area than anything at night, with the exception of maybe a blaze grating to, you know, separate light into its spectral elements. Let's get back to your book now, or your books, I should say, the series of books. One of the things that I've been saying for years is people should be writing everything down. If you're an investigator or researcher, you should have a diary, a journal. As Jacques knows, I had an extensive journal for my San Luis Valley work. How can we get people to properly not only investigate research an area that's maybe in their backyard and document it properly, but how do we get them to a place where they can properly analyze and objectively look at what they're gathering and what these experiences are trying to tell them or tell all of us? I mean, what can we do? I mean, there's so many people out there that really want to get involved and be part of the solution, but I don't really think that there's really much of an avenue for them to really be brought up to speed in a way that can really educate them, you know, how to unfold their process correctly. Do you have any advice?
Well, the encouraging fact is that people keep blogs these days on the internet, and they write about, you know, what that cat did today, and it's a good medium to keep notes and to keep diaries. You don't have to write every day, and unless your life is really interesting, there won't be something to write about every day. But, you know, whenever you gain some insight or you feel that you've learned something, I have a friend who was diagnosed with a pretty nasty form of cancer of the throat. And he thought that what he was going through could be useful to other patients, his relationship with doctors, you know, the effects of medication and so on. And he started a blog that was fascinating. Now, he's also a good writer, he didn't write every day, but certainly wrote every week or a couple of times a week. And eventually he survived. He was cured. But that, you know, I'm sure it helped a lot of people. And, you know, you can do that. You can do the same thing in this field. It's going to be, when I look back at my notes for a year, for example, it's going to be pretty boring because it's going to be fairly repetitive and you forget that you've already written something and you rewrite it and hopefully you rewrite it the same way. But not always. To me, it's a good discipline because it gives me an insight into what I'm learning and what I'm forgetting. I have friends, from that era who had amazing memories, and I always envied the way they could tell you what they had for breakfast, 3 years before. And I certainly can't do that. I don't have a good memory, which maybe is why I'm writing a lot of things down. But I find now that their memory isn't as good as it used to be maybe 30 years ago. And they misremember things that we said or things that they did that I remember because I have the record. And I think that's important because people rewrite their life. And that's fortunately, I mean, our brain does that. Our brain forgets the painful things to save us because otherwise we would be overwhelmed with, you know, all the bad things that people have done to us or said to us and things like that. And it remembers the good things, which is also a nice feature of the brain. But in research, you want to record everything because you may need to go back to an experiment you did 2 weeks ago and see if maybe you forgot something or maybe you can learn something from it. So I was doing it in that spirit. The first thing about writing is also to entertain your reader. I mean, there is no excuse for boring people to death. If you publish everything you write, you're going to be boring people to death. And there is such a thing as, somebody said that there is no such thing as good writing. It's really good editing. No, writing is one thing, but you have to spend a lot more time editing. And with a diary, of course, you cannot edit because you cannot change the words. What you can do is you can cut the repetitions, you can make it more clear, and that's how you go from, you know, 1,000 pages of junk that nobody will read to 400 or 500 pages that people will enjoy.
Let's do our break here for two more segments with Jacques Vallée and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Yes, I don't like writing 1,000-page books myself. I think I actually did a couple of computer books that were 1,000 or 1,200 pages. Don't even ask.
The veterans' books, you know, are different, but if it's talking about your life, nobody wants to.
Yeah, that's
500 pages of it.
Yeah, well, I must say, my book Stalking the Herd, which I was in a quandary of how much I should include, because it really will be the only standalone book that looks at a case history of the cattle mutilation mystery. And I stuck to my guns, and I included a lot of cases in there, you know, in a timeline format to show the reader, you know, the extensiveness and how just overwhelming the amount of cases were. And instead of, you know, delineating out every single case, I tried to highlight the important cases that debunked the debunkers, basically. And then just mention the other cases in passing. But, you know, I've taken some flack. People said, well, you should have condensed all those cases into a more manageable format. And I disagree. I think it was important to put on the record an unfolding of thousands and thousands of cases of cattle deaths that were not explained. And, it's one thing to have a diary and have too much information. It's another thing to have, a standalone encyclopedia of a particular phenomenon.
So it's an archival preservation, and that should be, integral. You want everything. The other thing about a diary, though, is that the events that you're talking about are in the context of what happens to somebody's life. And, you know, so much of science is, these days is completely dry, which is why there is no, you know, there are histories of the internet, but they are written by people who are not there, by historians, by journalists who have interviewed the people who were there, but the people who were there, with a few exceptions like me, didn't write anything at the time. So you lose the human dimension. I mean, these people had, you know, wives and girlfriends and the cars and kids and histories of, with their boss and with their company and all that should be in there because so much is, otherwise is incomprehensible. There was a, in 97, two groups of, the Bank of America and one major group of financial underwriters put up money to do a celebration of 50 years of the transistor. You know, transistor was invented in 1947, coincidentally.
And Bell Labs?
In 1997, it was 50 years. So they invited all the pioneers who were still alive, and they invited 1,000 people. And my wife and I were lucky enough to be among the people invited. It was a fairly formal dinner at a big place in San Jose, center of Silicon Valley. And these people came up one after the other, and they had 5 or 10 minutes to talk about what they had done. And all of them, one after the other, were saying things like, well, you know, I was working at Fairchild, and well, I was working at Bell Labs, and I had always wanted to try something. And my boss said, if you work one more time, you know, on this, I'm going to fire you. So we would come back on weekends and work on the thing when he wasn't there. And that's how we discovered, you know, this kind of memory. That's how we discovered this kind of fiber. That's how we discovered this kind of integrated circuit. That's why, I mean, all the great discoveries were made by people who were told that, you know, if you work on this one more hour, I'll fire you. The transistor is fascinating because there is a movie that is on the internet about, you know, those guys. The three Nobel Prizes.
Well, Shockley, it's a very good documentary, and I recommend it highly. It's incredible.
Well, if you look at the documentary, you'll see that their little experiment is on a table that has rollers. And most people miss that. The reason that their table, experimental table, has rollers is that when they are done with it, they roll it into a closet and they close the closet so that their boss won't know that they've been working on the transistor. Because Bell Labs was all about electronic tubes. Yeah. They were selling triodes, you know, and they thought the transistor was a dumb idea. In fact, the transistor had been patented in Germany in 1934. So it doesn't come from Roswell. I mean, that's...
Well, I was going to say, I'm sorry, the ghost of Philip Corso. Sorry there, pal. There is an evidence train. There's also an evidence train for fiber optics. There's an evidence train for Velcro. You could go down the list. Night vision technology, for instance.
Yes. Well, fiber optic was known a long, long time ago. It wasn't known as a form of high-speed digital communication. But in 1947, there was no digital communication anyway. So, people knew how to drive light around with fibers, with glass fibers. So,
constantly find myself arguing.
So, I mean, to his defense, Colonel Corso never pretended to be a scientist. I mean, he had a job to do with some strange materials, and he gave it to a few companies, and there it went.
You know, we're running out of time, and I'd really like to ask some questions from a very up-to-speed listening audience that we have. We have a bunch of people, posters, that are way smarter than I am, and I'd like to fire a couple of questions at you. Some of them are pretty general, but, let me start out. A question from William Strathman. you know, Dr. Valle, from 1977 until today, the last 40 years, have you learned anything new about the UFO phenomenon? I mean, you can make that as short or as long as you like.
and I have 6 minutes, right? So, yes. In 77, the Gestalt, you know, the model that everybody was working with was an ET model, an extraterrestrial model. And it's still there. It's still good. I mean, we cannot put any limit on what can happen in this big universe and maybe a few other universes like it. And so it's always there. The problem is, one thing we've learned is that the ET explanation just doesn't explain the observations, which in science is a problem. So we have to look to cast a wider net. Also, we now know that the phenomenon has other aspects. I don't want to say other dimensions, but certainly other aspects. It has a very prominent, you know, obvious psychic aspect that people were rejecting in 1977, saying, well, you're talking about ghost stories. Well, we're not talking about ghost stories.
Rejected today.
Well, yeah, but that's fine. But, you know, people are still rejecting the internet in some places. So that's fine. That's not going to stop the research, but now we have to integrate it with what we have learned about consciousness, about the role of consciousness in physics, not just in the paranormal, but in, you know, in quantum mechanics, and we have to take that into account in the experiments that we do, and when we talk to witnesses. I mean, let's take an extra hour and say, tell the witness, you know, if you go back into what was happening to you around that time, what else is there that you haven't told me?
Let's get the answer to that in our final few minutes with Jacques Vallée and Jean and Chris. We'll find out what they haven't told him. You're in the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Sir, let's pick up on that question for the final few minutes here, Jacques. What haven't they told you? Interesting start.
Well, I'll give you an example. You know, Kellner Coyne with a helicopter in Ohio, the case that was mentioned at the United Nations in 1978. Okay, everybody has been arguing about this, what kind of UFO it was that lifted the helicopter with, you know, the army guys coming back from, if you remember, from a medical test. So I took the coin aside, you know, outside the session, and I asked him, you know, what went through your mind when that was happening and you were piloting that helicopter. And I said, you know, what did you do? And he said, Dr. Vallée, I closed my eyes and prepared to die. Okay, you know, that's pretty clear from an army guy piloting a big helicopter that was doing things that it couldn't do because it was being lifted at very, very high speed by a light. And I said, well, what else happened in your life afterwards? And he said, well, my sleep patterns changed for a number of weeks. And then I had the feeling I could communicate with lower level life, that I could, I had developed an interest in insects, that, and I thought that there was a level of consciousness where I could communicate with, or at least understand, insect life at the consciousness level. Well, that's not in the Arby report. It's not in the report to the United Nations. It's not in all those things. You have to take the time to, you know, have a cup of coffee with the guy and make it clear that you're there as a human being talking to somebody who has had an experience. And, of course, I've had my own experience with the phenomenon. You have to gain the trust of people and talk to them on that level. And then you're going to learn all kinds of things. And to finish, you know, the model we have of phenomenon today is completely different from the model we had in 77.
You see, this is an argument I've raised with people like MUFON.
Me too. There should be a whole list of follow-up questions, and investigators should be keeping in touch with people, finding out how their lives have changed, how their views have changed, how their feelings about religion, about spirituality, about consciousness. There's none of this in the MUFON model, none of it.
Well, MUFON is not a monolith. I mean, there are people within MUFON who are certainly interested in that. And you know, you can find it.
Well, I know that. I've talked to people, as has Chris on the Paracast, and these are people who are investigators for MUFON, and they have an open, enlightened viewpoint of the subject. They've read your works and other works to expand their horizons, and certainly they'd be happy to deal with that kind of structure. But that structure doesn't exist on the organizational level. And when I asked once Jan Harzan, why aren't you considering the witness too, not just the event as being some kind of independent thing? Oh, they saw a UFO, let's get the information, what did it look like, you know, with a coin held at arm's length, the usual stuff. What about the witness, the experiences? What happened before? What happened after? Their family background, all the thousands of questions that field investigators like Chris would come up with. And he said, well, if they give us that information,
the experiencer is more important than the experience.
Right.
You know, I will always contend that is really the total blind spot, I think, for investigative ufology, is they don't realize it's not so much what happened, it's the effect of that experience individually on the experiencers, but also how that then dovetails into the culture and has tremendous impact.
I don't want to criticize MUFON. I admire MUFON, the only organization that today will go out there and preserve a record. But you have to remember the mission they set for themselves was to impress the scientists and convince them to join in that research and to look at UFOs. And they think, rightly or wrongly, that to impress the scientists, they have to focus on the physical parameters. And, you know, if it's their mission, I'm not going to second guess that. I wish there was another organization somewhere that was more looking at. That's one of the reasons that Alan Hynek left Chicago, you know, that he wanted to pioneer in a different kind of organization than QFOS or MUFON or a number of others, and look more at the consciousness aspects, which was fascinating to him. That was a topic of conversation when we were talking. I mean, that's what we were talking about.
Dr. Hynek moved, I believe, to Scottsdale, Arizona, right?
Yes.
That was probably 5 or 10 years before I moved out here.
Yeah. Well, that's when he got involved in APRO. And
you know, the story is in volume 3. He, by then, we didn't realize it, but he was already ill. And, you know, there was that project just couldn't really get off the ground. And that's a pity.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Velli, there are so many things that I wanted to cover in this brief 2 hours. I'm telling you, if you can somehow carve out some time to come back and talk with us, we'd really love to continue the conversation and really look in more detail at some of the wonderful, you know, unfolding scenarios that you have in
new things
in the journals.
To talk about. And I'd love to learn more about what Chris is doing with his research.
What we could do here is maybe, you know, in a month or two, if you have the time, Jacques, we'd be happy to have you back, continue this discussion. There are questions from listeners that we haven't a hope or a prayer of getting to.
Some very good questions, and I feel remiss.
But you see, they'll attack Chris. You see, I'll say it's Chris's fault because he's the person who reads the questions. So I'll say, you know, it's not Jacques' fault because he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, no. I accept all responsibility. Go ahead.
All right.
And I'll hear about it later, believe me. Oh, boy.
But really, you know, so we'll talk. We'll stay in touch. And then
that's the deal. There will be new cases. I'm working on one case that I'll be able to talk to at more length, you know, in 2 or 3 months.
All right.
Let's do that.
Well,
this will be a kind of to-be-continued kind of show, which is, I guess, the most fascinating kind. And you can bet on after the Paracast this week, Chris and I will have some really interesting things to say. We may even pull a couple of panel members on there to further discussion, you know, like a Greg Bishop or someone. You know, I have some ideas in mind. Jacques, if our listeners wanted to follow up on this, do you have an active website or a way they can check out your current stuff?
Yeah, it's just my name. You know, the challenge is to spell my French, you know, French name. J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, and then V-A-L-L-E-E, in one word.
With no apanse, we can get away with just E-E?
The accent died off a long time ago.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'm telling you, like I said, I'm not a fanboy, but boy, I am president of your fan club, whether you like it or not.
As websites go, my website is pretty lame, but it does have a P.O. Box address if people want to write to me, you know.
Sure thing. We can be found on Twitter if you go look for the Paracast on Twitter. We also have two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, Shock. Don't ask me how that happened. No, one's a group, one's a community, and it makes no difference to me. It's whichever one you want. We have After the Paracast, the exclusive feature from the Paracast Plus. You also get the commercial-free version of this show, and you get lots of other good stuff. All tremendous things. And the After the Paracast podcast, by the way, has had some amazing guests and discussions and debates. Like last week, we had Randall Murphy on the show, and he was in the mood to debate on Travis Walton with our guests. So that was very interesting. So it's something you should check into. It's not just me and Chris kibitzing about pop culture, which is very important to our society. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. The prices start just $1.49 a week. We have monthly, annual, 5-year, and lifetime. If you go for the long-term subscriptions, by the way, free books and other goodies. We give you stuff to do that. Plus.theparacast.com. Jacques Vallée, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris and Jean. Pleasure talking to you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.